So the sound you're hearing right now is a sound I recorded this summer when I was moving from the East Coast to the West Coast. And I stayed for 2 weeks in Idaho, North Idaho, where my family has a house on a lake. And I was staying there by myself and just, you know, trying to get any virus out of my body that I might have picked up along the way. But I was at this house by myself for 2 weeks, and the sound you're hearing is just from one night. And I took the canoe out, and I canoed about half a mile away from the house and just parked it by the forest. And I just listened to the birds, and I listened to the fish jumping and the bugs doing their thing, and it was really nice. So that's what you're hearing. So yeah, lately I've been a bit disinterested in the quote-unquote real world, right? Like, I think I've been disengaging from, you know, like, big issues because it feels like too much sometimes. And it's not necessarily something I'm proud of. It's just something that's true. And my mind has been looking for escapism. And I think that's fairly apparent in the topics I'm pursuing in season 9. There's a lot of things I am interested in. I just bought a microscope a couple months ago, and I've been looking at the creatures that live in pond water and moldy sweet potatoes and the moss that grows outside my house. There's just a lot of beauty in things that are small. And I've been feeling small lately. I've been at home all the time. My world has shrunk. Yeah, again, that's kind of the theme that's undergirding a lot of season 9. Things that otherwise I think I would be too broadly focused to pick up on. I'm going to tell you about the majority of my adult life, which I've spent pulling free food out of dumpsters and this place in Seattle that just smells like free chocolate, more free chocolate than you could ever actually eat. Yeah, and I'm going to do an episode about balloons and how you can use them to capture the soul of a place, what I consider the soul of a place. I've noticed lately that my dreams have become extremely vivid. I think it's because of a lack of external stimulation that I normally get. My brain's focusing a lot more on my dreams. And so I'm going to want to try something this season 2 that might crash and burn, but might be really neat, where I'm going to be collecting soon. I'm going to be collecting your biggest moral questions, your biggest uncertainties in your life. I'm going to ask them to the hyperdimensional being that sometimes gives me advice in my dreams.
I saw like a full-on bird's nest on the floor. There were rooms that didn't exist. Like there was one room that was just like full of empty things.
You know, like that kind of stuff. Oh, and we'll be talking about aliens too, of course. There's a frequency that is in the shortwave spectrum that has been kept blank by the entire world. The entire world just agreed to not use it because it's theorized that aliens might want to talk to us on that channel. It's going to be an interesting season. I'm really looking forward to starting it with you, starting on February 17th. That's a Wednesday. And the new episodes will come out every other Wednesday. There's going to be 10 episodes. It will run through early summer, so late June, early July. Yeah, I appreciate your patience in this time when the feed has been really silent. I don't think anyone's given me a hard time about it, and that's pretty special. I finally moved the show off of KCRW servers, which was a little bit of a process. There's actually still some stuff to do on that front, but for the most part, it's done, and so one thing about the way I had to switch the feed over is that it involved some, let's call them technical compromises. And so there's a chance that you might have duplicate episodes in your feed, like two versions of multiple episodes. And it's not like a problem. It's not going to break anything. But if you want to get rid of them, what you have to do is you're just going to have to unsubscribe and resubscribe to the feed. And if you do that, it should work just fine. So I think that's about all I had to tell you. The website is still hbmpodcast.com, and I'm still Jeff Entman, and this is still Here Be Monsters, an independent podcast about fear and beauty and the unknown. Thanks so much for listening, and season 9 is coming soon. Thank you.